And it's great to get the win. Man, we don't take it for granted. You know, this time of year, the road gets increasingly narrow, and it's good to still be on it. A lot of significant contributions from all parties involved. You know, the real, you know, summary of the game is we had the big three rolling on offense, and we stopped a run on defense. And we do those things, we got a chance to win games regardless of circumstance or situation or opponent. We did that today. We weren't perfect. But we haven't been perfect all year. I mean, let's just be honest. It was enough for victory. We appreciate it. We got a big week ahead of us this week in preparation for our next opportunity. We're excited about continuing with that. Bumps and bruises associated with it, nothing of extreme significance. I think Sean Davis went down with a shoulder in game but was able to go back in the game. But I'd imagine there could be some ramifications of that. Other than that, normal bumps and bruises associated with the pursuit of victory. So we're excited. Questions.
Mike, the first opportunity to have Le'Veon, Ben, and Antonio together, what was it like to have them at disposal?
You saw it. It's good to have those guys in the stadium. It's that time of year. That's why we took the approach that we took last week with those guys. You know, it was a fun time today.
Mike, Ajayi had 204 yards in week six. Today he had 33. What were the keys to the big margin?
You know, we've continued to evolve. You know, forget the result of games. You know, I give these guys credit. They come in every day with the intentions of getting better. And I think, you know, you see it in the result when you look at an example like you showed. But just in general, I think our guys come in with a good spirit that's geared toward getting better on a daily basis.
Mike, you just beat a team that beat you earlier this year, obviously. What's the nature of a rematch? And does it have any bearing on the Chiefs game?
You know, we don't care about the nameless gray faces we're playing right now. This is man versus himself. We're trying to do what is required to win. We're not trying to settle vendettas and things of that nature. They beat us fair and square in week six. You tip your cap to them for that performance. Today was today. And it's going to be the same going forward. What happened during the regular season is of little importance. What is important is that you do enough to get out of these stadiums in advance. And that's what we're able to do today.
You always want to run the ball, but the last couple months, how have you guys been able to strengthen that part of your identity?
You know, just like we said in other areas, I think the guys continually have gotten better. We're gaining cohesion along with the presence of people. Le'Veon, you know, we missed a pocket of time there with Gilbert and some others that missed some time. I just think more than anything is gaining that cohesion that continuity provides you over the course of the season, provided you come to work every day with the mindset geared toward getting better, and they do.
Mike, Le'Veon sets a franchise postseason single-game rushing record in his first playoff game. What is it that's unique about him and his style?
You know, he's a man for all situations or circumstance, whether it's inside run, whether it's perimeter run, whether it's the passing game. He's just got a good skill set. He does a lot of things well, and so he adds value to us in that way.
How would you characterize your confidence and maybe Keith Butler's confidence in that defense as compared to maybe October, November?
We base our confidence off of what we see. We see these guys getting better every day. They work hard. We get our vibe off of them in a lot of ways. They're playing well. We got belief in them.
Mike, James Harrison seems ageless, but more importantly, it seems like the rest of the defense, including young guys, they feed off of his motivation and energy. Is that a fair assessment?
It is. He's a peculiar leader because he's somewhat unassuming and he doesn't have a lot to say. But his actions speak volumes, and I think that he's an easy guy to follow from that perspective.
Third series, I think you ran 9 or 10 straight times. Was that trying to set a tone, a statement after going up 2 scores?
You know, we just wanted to make sure that we had the type of balance that we desire. We got to be able to run it. We got to be able to throw it. We got a couple of quick strikes early, and we appreciate those. We're not against them, but we need that balance. That balance is a catalyst for us.
What freed up Antonio on that 50-yard screen?
You know, just good execution. He did a nice job setting the blocks. Those guys did a nice job executing the blocks, particularly Jesse James, and the rest was AB.
Have you ever seen a runner as patient as Le'Veon is?
You know, he's the most patient one I've had. But again, I try not to draw a whole lot of comparisons. I just want to appreciate him for what he is and go from there.
Hey, Mike, from a strategy perspective, what did you plan for that went according to plan and what didn't?
You know, we needed to stop the run against these guys. We needed to establish our core offensive weapons. We were able to do those things. We turned the ball over some. You know, we lost a couple winnable third downs, third and longs. They converted. But, you know, today we play, we evaluate tomorrow. So that's about as much of an evaluation as I can give you.
Coach, you look at this team from the 8-game winning streak until the last time you guys lost here. I mean, can you kind of reveal something that you've seen that's been something that's kind of sparked this run?
You know, we tune out the outside noise. We come to work every day. We focus on the variables that matter, the things that are within our control. That's our preparation and ultimately our play. And, you know, that's no small thing. The guys are to be given credit for that.